Miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Second half kickoff from Stephen Forbes goes out the back of the end zone. It will be first and 10 for the Southmore Sabercats at their own 20-yard line, moving left to right as we begin the third period. Quickly down to the field and Doc Blevins for an important announcement. What do you have, Doc?
You may have already noted, but I confirmed with Coach Frederick there will be a running clock this half.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And that is the... It's just the humane thing to do, quite honestly. So we'll begin the second half. Once again, the quarterback, Jaden Scott, in the shotgun. Throws quickly to his right. That ball caught by Corbin Padgett. He'll go across the 25-yard line. He'll be taken down right there. A lot of second-teamers in there for Union. That tackle made by Jeremy Yates, the linebacker. It's good for six. It'll be second down and about, well, we're going to make it five. Second down at about five now for Southmore. Quickly back to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers either side for Gaines. Durham is the setback next to him. He's going to fake to Gaines. No, he hands to Gaines on the right side, and he got swallowed. Gaines got nowhere. He may have lost a yard. Josh Peoples was the guy in there. He lost two. They'll mark him back at the 23, and it'll be third down and seven for Southmore here in this third period as we begin.
And I thought they were going to get their second first down of the game there. They're starting to move the ball. Third first down of the game. Starting to move the ball a little bit. But Josh Peoples, man, just lit him up in the backfield.
So it's going to be third down at about eight now. Scott, once again in the shotgun, fires quickly to his left. And that ball to Mac. And, oh, my, it's incomplete. And he got spanked. Davion Palmer lit him up. You know, if that's college football, that's probably a targeting call. He went a little bit up underneath his chin. But it falls incomplete. The clock will continue to run anyway because that's what we'll do here in the second half. And it'll be fourth down and six now for Southmore at their own 24-yard line. They'll kick it. Once again, the guy in to kick it who's just been so busy tonight. Their kicker, I almost feel sorry for this kid. He has been out there. Little has been out there about, this is his 10th? Yeah, his 10th kick of the night. This one's going to go to Braden White. Very nice high kick that turns over. White with a fair catch at the 43-yard line of Union, and the Redskins will take it there. So it'll be first and 10 Union as we begin this third quarter. They're already up 63-0, trying to add to that number.
And Jacob Bajek, obviously we didn't get the block punt on that, but Jacob Bajek was really, really close. If he'd hustled maybe a little bit faster, and I'm sure Coach was saying, hey, just let them get this one off. But he crashed through and knocked the blocker flat on his back.
Once again, Trent DeSmet will come out at quarterback again. Jalen Smith will be his running back. Three receivers, Brown wide to right, to the right. White is out there with him as well. Kenneth Avery here to the left side. The tight end on this left side as well for Union. Nope, they're missing the tight end. Here he comes now. It should have been out there. Now they'll bring him out. It's Alonzo Villanueva. He'll be in the short slot left side. High snap. They get it down and hand it to Jalen. He's across the 45-yard line. Not much more than that, though. Cody Klima got a hold of him right there. Gain of three. It'll be second and seven.
Looks like we got Matthew Harker out there on the offensive line, making a good block over there on the right side. Jack Harris and Alex Slaughter over here on the left side. I'm going to try to make as many moms happy as I can tonight. But we're going to be running a lot of subs in.
Again, Jaylen Brown, one of the guys in there, is going to be one of the receivers. He'll be out far to the right. That is where he has been. He's going to head that way again. Kenneth Avery here to the left. And again, Braden White out to the right as well. So three total receivers. Jaylen Smith now shifts to the left side of Trent DeSmet. Villanueva goes in motion. They'll hand inside to Jalen again, and he's going to bust forward across the 45. Not much more than that. Got to about the 47-yard line. Pardon me. That was Donovan Gaines. Made the tackle, who came in here, Jeff, with a bunch of tackles, but tonight it's been pretty quiet. It'll be third down and six Union. They'll be at their own 47. They'll need the 47 of Southmore for the first down.
It's hard to make a lot of tackles when almost every play the first string makes is a touchdown. So I think we'll start to see some of these Southmore players that have been a star throughout the season for them make a few more tackles and look like what they have the first part of the season.
Let's see if they can make one right here. Third and six Union again at their own 47-yard line. Villanueva goes in motion, whistles blow. I think that was probably a motion against Union. It will be. The Redskins at first celebrated, but that won't help. They're going to back them up 5 yards, and it'll end up being now third and 11. This will take the ball back to the Union 42. They need all the way to the 47 of Southmore for the first down. We're in the third period, Union leading 63-0. We have now a running clock.
So it looks like we've got Jacob Fuller out on the far side of the offensive line, then Jameer Ward, Matthew Harker at the center. Jack Harris and Slaughter on the outside on the near side.
And we will keep track of those for the moms and dads. Here we go, third down and 11 for Union at their own 43. DeSmet in the shotgun. Villanueva to his right. DeSmet throws to the right. That ball is caught at the 50-yard line. Brown gets to about the 49 of Southmore, but that's as far as he goes. Mack will make the title. So that's a gain of 8, but it'll bring up a 4th down and 3. And this is the first punt of the night for Union, is it not, Richard? It is. Stephen Forbes will run out there, and Stephen has been very good lately. He'll be kicking from around his own 35-yard line. Gaines will go back deep. If Stephen gets the kind of foot in it he did during warm-ups, he may knock this thing into the end zone. He's now standing around his own 36-yard line. Union will snap the ball almost dead center at midfield, just above the split U. Gaines standing back in his 15. High snap, but he got it down. Stephen Forbes just kicked the snot out of that thing. It is high. It's going to land at the 10, and it's going to take a roll inside that, and Union will down it at around the 5, inside that to the 4, and that's where it's going to go, to the 4-yard line. Downed at the 4-yard line by Caleb Kalo, but a wonderful punt in there from Stephen Forbes. That one's going to go 45 yards, and Southmore will take it at their own 4-yard line, trailing 63-0 here in the third period.
The coaches are going to have a talk with Caleb Kalo. It's a good job of him getting down there quickly. The ball was still rolling when he picked it up, and you get one more yard out of that. I mean, you give the ball as much as you can. Don't just run in there and watch where you're going, because it almost hit him on the way down. You got to be careful.
So Southmore will take it at their own 4-yard line. Jaden Scott, their quarterback, will have Durham behind him. 4 receivers, 2 to either side. Quick handoff to Durham on the left side, and he pushes forward for about a yard. He may have gotten the 3, and they may actually give him the 4, so he didn't get anything. He got got about 0. That's going to be a gain of about nothing. Tackle in the middle right there by Damari Beard, and it'll be 2nd down. We're going to call it 2nd and 11. Actually, he lost a yard. Boy, they're going to call it 2nd and 11 now, back at the 3. Scott standing in the end zone in the shotgun. That's an uncomfortable place to be. Turns, hands to his left, and taken down in the end zone for a safety. Durham got that ball a yard deep, and Damari Beard was there as soon as the ball was. Oh, my, that's a safety, and Union extends the lead to 65-0. And Damari Beard just ran through there like there was nobody back there, Jeff.
He absolutely did. He was, in fact, unblocked because, let's see, we've got 97. So that's Damari Beard, and then we have Jacoby Gibbs and Gage Wright. And when you have the two of those guys in, they're the next guys up for Union. And when they fill up 3 different, he doesn't even take a block. You can't see it when you're listening, but Jacob Bajek is holding 3 offensive linemen trying to block him. It makes it so easy for Gibbs to get through the line and make that safety.
Yeah, that was an easy play right there for the Redskins. Now up by a score of 65-0. They haven't put the 2 up on the scoreboard yet, but they need to. 4.5 to go, third period, a running clock here now as Union will clinch the district title tonight, and that will assure them of a first-round home game. They'll play the number 4 team from the other side. We'll get more into playoff picture next week when Union closes out the year against Edmond North here. An Edmond North team, by the way, that lost to this Southmore team. So we may also end up with a running clock to start next week. It could be that way. So punting from his own 20-yard line will be Little once again. Unless they choose to kick this thing off the tee, but I don't think they will. No, they are. They're going to kick this ball off the tee, and that surprises me a little bit. You'd think they'd punt this thing away, but instead, they will put it down, and their kicker, Ryan Huerta, actually, no, Cameron Little's going to go ahead and kick it. So he's kicking from his 20. Union's returners, Braden White, and I think that's McLeod, are back up around the 35-yard line of Union, but I think he'll kick it shorter than that, maybe around midfield.
I think it's A.J. Green out there.
Oh, A.J., you're right. He sets far to the right. Now he comes up. This ball is going to be popped straight up in the air. Union will actually let it bounce, and they better hurry to get on it, or Southmore will, and Southmore does. The Redskins misplayed that poorly. Southmore jumped on the football, and it will be Southmore's ball. They recover it. Caden Easterwood did at around the 37-yard line. And that's just a bad job by that upback team at Union. Guy who probably should have dropped back and I think grabbed that football was Caleb Kalo, who just let it go over his head.
You're right, and Braden White ran up to it.
So tried to get there, but yeah, he couldn't.
And two, so it went over two guys' heads. It was just, it's poorly played, and we've seen probably 2 or 3 different mishaps from the special teams unit. They've got to get better at that going into playoffs.
So it'll be 1st and 10 for Southmore now at Union's 39-yard line. This is the deepest they've been in Union territory. Scott will fake that ball to his right side and take off, and he is hit and stacked up. He got maybe back to the line of scrimmage. The first person there was Ryan Harris. He could not hold on, but the guys behind him finished him off, included in that group were Zaya Dorn. It'll be second down. We'll give him a yard and make it second and nine. We'll mark the ball at Union's 38.
Well, they started the play. Chris Wilson got the handoff, looked to the left, and Josh Peoples was not fooled by the fake handoff. So they immediately had to go back to the right side of the field. And there were hosts of Redskins waiting for him.
Four receivers, once again for Scott. Behind him in the running back, this time it's going to be Chris Wilson. He's going to hand off to Wilson on the left side. He jumps inside a blocker at the 35-yard line. Finally corralled and taken down at around the 32-yard line. The tackle in there made by Tristan Wolfer. But he got about six, maybe a seven. We'll call it third down now and about three for Southmore at the 32 of Union. 1:44 to go, third period, 65-0 Redskins. Here we go on the third down play. Scott, back to throw. Throws left side. That ball's dropped. Oh, he right in his hands. He had a receiver out there. He hit Caden Wickersham straight in the hands, and Wickersham just flat dropped it. So it's going to be fourth down at about four to go now for Southmore. The ball's going to be set at the Union 33-yard line. They need the 29. Southmore's going to go for it. Scott, once again, in the shotgun with Wilson behind him. He throws quickly to his left side. Ball caught out there by Padgett. He skips forward across the 30-yard line, down inside to the 27, and that is a Sabercats first down. So Southmore will move the football here as we have a minute to play in this third period. Union up 65-0. They never put the safety on the scoreboard.
No, and apparently they're not going to be adding to the scoreboard.
All righty, so the scoreboard's going to stay the same. Scott will fake it, run to his left. He gets across the 20-yard line, down around the 18-yard line. Union will gang tackle him there. It's a nice play by Scott, though, jumping inside a couple of tacklers. One of the final guys on the tackle out there, Damari Beard. That's a good gain of seven, second down and three.
Joe Shields gave him a pretty good lick when he got through to him, too, so he may think before going to that side of the field.
28 seconds to go, third period. As you heard, Union score no matter what. If it's a score, it won't be added to the scoreboard. Scott is back again and fires that ball well over the head to the left side of Padgett. So it will be third down now in about three. The ball set at Union's 23-yard line. You know, I know that they turned the scoreboard off here quickly. I've never heard of a score not being added to the score, but...
And I suppose that's the humane thing to do.
It is.
But for these second and third string guys, you want to score and see your score go on the board too. I don't know. I could go both ways on that one.
I kind of understand where they're coming from, but, you know, it is a game. You play it for a reason to
learn
from it. That'll be the end of the third period. It went by quickly for a reason. Union now up 65-0 over Southmore. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Wayne called the other day. He wanted me to warn you about some of the ads he's been seeing on the internet, TV, and radio. They're pitching extended warranties. He said it's not so much the dealer warranties and the warranties you get from your bank or credit union. Those are usually okay. It's the aftermarket warranties he doesn't trust. He said people pay as much as $2,500 for these things, but then when they try to use them, they find loopholes and fine print, and some of them even put in used parts that are as old as the parts they're replacing, or they'd keep you waiting so long that you give up and go pay for it yourself. Wayne sees a lot of that. So before you do anything, he wants you to call him, and he'll help you make the right move. Of course, if you have transmission trouble, then you really need to call him. 918-695-7012 or Lifetime Transmission. Transmissions.com or Facebook, because a lifetime transmissions warranty is a real warranty. Good for as long as you own your vehicle. Wherever you are in the continental USA, parts and labor included. Boy, hard to believe there are guys out there that even make Hector look good.
Hi, this is Rick Corey from my friends at Ferguson Subaru. The 2019 Subaru Foresters have arrived, and they are loaded with more safety. Now, let's face it, there's a lot of distractions when you're driving these days. And the all-new 2019 Foresters equipped with safety features like blind spot detection, eyesight driver assist, and my favorite, the rear vision camera, which helps me avoid hitting things when I'm backing up. Plus, Subaru combines the technology of Apple CarPlay and Android Auto with an available 8-inch touchscreen. And all Subaru Foresters come standard equipped, which means you don't have to pay extra for Subaru's legendary road-gripping symmetrical all-wheel drive system, and no other car on the planet has it. Stop by Ferguson today and see the all-new 2019 Forester. Or, if you're looking for big savings, get $750 trade assistance on any remaining 2018 Foresters. Subaru, the best all-wheel drive leader for Oklahoma's wet, dry, snow, or ice. Ferguson Subaru, just off the BA at the Elm Place exit across from Bass Pro. Or, find them at FergusonSubaru.com.
We got what you're looking for.